Nolte, flailing woke Marvel lays off staff, says it will reduce output. By John Nolte on April 17, 2024. The Disney grooming syndicate's flailing Marvel division laid off 15 staffers this week, reports the far-left Variety. The layoffs were predicated, the report adds, by the overall reduction in Marvel's slate of film and TV titles after the challenges of the 2023 releases led the company to reassess the rapid increase in productions to feed the launch of Disney+. The layoffs are part of Disney's plan to absorb the Marvel Entertainment banner, which had operated as an independent unit, into other divisions of the company, which created redundant positions. No matter how you spin it, these layoffs stem from one primary problem. This reduction in Marvel's slate of film and TV titles was caused by lousy products. Almost all of those film and TV titles stunk, so Disney chief Bob Iger has called for a slowdown of the fail. Marvel movies have started flopping at the box office. Marvel's streaming shows were always so terrible and did nothing to boost Disney Plus subscribers, quite the opposite. Disney Plus is losing millions of subscribers and billions of dollars. At this point, I'd like everyone to stop what they are doing and take a moment to reflect on how glorious that is. Marvel's recent slate of expensive blockbusters has done nothing to recapture the glory of the Avenger years. Eternals, Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness, Thor, Love and Thunder, Black Panther, Wakanda Forever, Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, The Marvels. The upcoming Deadpool and Wolverine will make a fortune, but it's not really a Marvel movie. Next year, we get Captain America, Brave New World, which was supposed to be released this year, but at great cost, likely hundreds of millions, it will be almost entirely reshot. Then comes something called Thunderbolts, another shot at the Fantastic Four, and that Blade movie that got held up for 2 years due to lousy scripts. Marvel lost the real Black Panther, emasculated Thor, showed us two hairy guys necking in Eternals, and who knows what they were thinking with that Ant-Man movie. But the Marvels is where audience disgust with all this gay/woke/feminist/anti-fun finally had itself heard. Enough. Can we get back to Iron Man's private jet and stripper pole, please? You know, some fun, some sexiness? How about going back to making Marvel movies for normal people? My guess, and this is just a guess, is that after the fan backlash, Marvel decided to reshoot Captain America: Brave New World in a non-woke and more entertaining way that won't further alienate the fan base. One can only imagine all the politics a company like the Disney grooming syndicate would attempt to shove in our faces in a movie about a black Captain America. Even though normal people don't care about skin color but hate being condescended to by Hollywood leftists obsessed with skin color. Captain America: Brave New World will likely decide the ultimate fate of the failing Marvel Cinematic Universe. Let's hope it flops and that more people who hate us are laid off. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available on Kindle and audiobook.